So now mobile marketing strategy, we will try to learn about few strategic aspects of it. So in this particular thing, the importance is that strategy is a must. You do tactical thing without strategy, it is like hitting in the dark. So first of all, have a strategy. Okay, so that is what I always give this example. So just hear me out. In a war, say for example 1972 war between India and Pakistan, whatever General Field Marshal Manekshaw would have told his commanders, do you think you would have got into telling that they move 5 tanks from here to this, get 2 aircrafts near the Kutch border, see that Kargil side is protected? No. He ordered to our commander that strategy is, my strategy to win this war is immobilize enemy army. 3 words, immobilize enemy army. So what did my commander do technically? They went and destroyed their aircraft, their airstrips, so that aircraft cannot take place, military cannot take place. They have destroyed highways, they have destroyed rail links. So likewise, that is a tactic. So once you understand that strategy, you know that broad strategy indication will give you tactically sound tactical development, which will create all this retention, experience, etc. Customization is a must. Your mobile strategy without customization and personalization perspective is like a man without 2 hands. So this is very powerful. Flexibility. Because the technology and world is dynamically changing, you will have to be flexible on this. But it's not the flexibility of the strategy, but be flexibly ready to change your tactics. Okay, so that is what is required. Effectiveness. Combine multiple channel, try and see which channel integration now will facilitate better reach, better experience, better personalization. So all those aspects you will have to bring in to make your strategy powerful. So first area of strategy is an SMS marketing. There has to be a clear strategy about how are you going to use SMS marketing. Now when you say strategy, you go back to the fundamental 4-point formula of marketing, AIDA, attention, interest, desire and action. So this SMS marketing is going to be doing what? Attention, create interest, or attention and create interest, or it is also going to create desire, or it is only going to just create desire, or it is only going to create action. What is it? So you have to be very clear about the purpose, and purpose could be just to offer, just to update or alert. So that also has to be clear. So advantages, immediate intimation, immediate communication, real-time communication, leading to better personal engagement. So you have to facilitate that. Therefore, they give you links and all. Okay. They give you a lot of things by which your task gets simplified. So the kind of, as I told you, the reminder that I'm getting for the accident policy renewal of my car, there is a link always, and that link tells me that specific your package and payment, click this. So when I click it, there is a specific package for me. I don't have to struggle to find out various. So they provide me clearly that this is what you did last time for that same policy. This time, this is a quote. You may, they suggest, as your car is getting older, we suggest you add this, costing so much. Click this to choose your package. Click this to pay. So that is a kind of they facilitate clear call to action. Okay, that has to be there. Retailer sending discount codes. So that's what I gave you an idea about. SMS has to be a very clear strategy for what phase of marketing, for what purpose of marketing, and how you will make it engaging, customer centric, etc. App based marketing, very powerful strategy is needed. It is not all about just creating an app. It is all about extracting best out of those who have downloaded the app. So you create an in-app marketing opportunity, advertising, banner, pop-up, etc. Okay, and thereby create a visibility. So there also you have to have a very clarity of your strategy. The designing, I tell you designing part, I am very upfront. And I tell you that HDFC mobile now, it is an irritating experience for me. It was not so far. Now what they have started is an app-based in-app advertising. But they often come and block my possible next step action. That is irritating. You release an ad, I have no problem, but do not hamper my action. By doing it, what only you are doing is to force me to close that, because I am in a flow. So I don't want to see something. So they have to learn to put in at the right place at the right time. So this is very important thing. App development, brand create, app to provide a direct channel for marketing, sales, customer service. So you can even offer, use that to serve customer 360 degree, pre-purchase, during purchase, post-purchase. Those kind of coverage should be there. App once created very well will lead to engagement, will lead to the high ordering rate, etc., high reuse, etc., repurchase, etc., and then direct communication and customer engagement. So that's what the advantage of app in-game mobile marketing in-game. So it's like games when played, you are glued to it. And games give you certain additional pop-ups you can use. There are certain screens part that is free. So various ways, either through banner use or pop-out immediate screen, which you have to give a go to further play the game, which is a bit obstructive. But best is that material, that product is given to you as a additional equipment, tool or weapon. So then you start using it and then that brand starts getting into it. So because it's a very interactive, very engaging, you are focused on your screen. Therefore, the attention grabbing, okay, that is one. Viewership will be high. And if you built in the reward, people will flaunt your brand. Okay, so high engagement, very targeted advertising is possible. Say young genre, if that is a market you are looking at. Banner ad, video ads, video starts playing, industrial ads, that is what I told you, suddenly the pop-up will come out, alright, and then you have to either close it or it will automatically disappear after some second, etc. Giving it as a weapons and all, though it is not mentioned, but even that is getting done today. So like Candy Crush and all, these are the games in which various product features are coming in. So this is what the in-app location-based marketing. Here, using a GPS technology, you demographically geofence certain area. You think that in that area, the probability of your kind of product consumption is much higher. So you do that way. So anybody coming or targets in that geofencing area will keep getting your new message, reminder message, etc. Or a new person coming into that also will get once he satisfies those targeting area. So it's like location driven. Okay. When I'm traveling on a long road, Mumbai to Ahmedabad, so location fencing. The moment I cross into Gujarat and there is a new dhaba coming in or there is a new McDonald's, this thing coming in. So they have done their geofencing. So I will get a pop-up that 10 kilometer away new McDonald's outlet. So that way, that's a location-based marketing. Useful where business is trying to gather a lot of local business. So it's a local marketing initiative. Geofencing, GPS, tracker, beacons, etc. The one which is used to make this possible. Restaurant sending a discount to nearby user, it requires that local SEO that we have studied. Okay, QR codes, very powerful. Use that square of a dots and all that you see, a funny design. That's a QR code. They are scannable code. Okay, once scanned, the linked digital property will open. So either the web page, the app, or even the video will start playing. If there is a link to the video, that tells you about that something. So that's the versatility, is that once generated, it can be used across many medium. You can print a QR code even in a printed material, your advertisement, your leaflets, brochures, etc. You have a standee on which QR code is there. When customer enters your showroom to see a particular car, there's a QR code. So when he clicks that, he will see the feature oriented video. So this is the power of QR code. So that's what today now in wedding it is there. So you see the QR code and you are given an access to a particular cloud storage where you take the picture in the wedding and upload so that everyone will see it. Those whoever scans it will see even your photograph. So that they say there is going to be a joy of celebration. So that's a power integration. It cut across various medium. You can integrate any medium using QR code. QR code on product label or on various other things. You have noticed that. I don't have to really get into explaining that much. Mobile search ad. Google search ad optimized for mobile devices is known as a mobile search ad, often featuring extensions like click to call, kind of. Okay. So here you have either a generic search which you do otherwise generally from the desktop, laptop, but here specific search optimization done for mobile devices. So now the utility is that 70-80% of the e-transactions are happening through mobile. So the probability of crawler noticing your property, digital property first is very high, and it will connect you with the right set of people instantaneously. You can have add-on extensions like click to call, you can provide more maps, you know, near me or say direction, etc. So all those things will lead to better experience, attention, interest, desire and action. So that's what mobile search ad can facilitate any part, provided right communication, right platform, right time. High visibility, yes, because it's a real-time communication. Possibility that person will immediately open and see, etc., are very high and very powerful for local business marketing, etc., or generating desire when repeatedly it is sent. So this is what is one is to realize. Plumber running mobile search ad with click to call feature. So if you have a problem, call me, click. So the call gets connected to the plumber, you tell him I have a problem and you do it. So click to call feature, so that's a mobile search ad marketing. Then mobile image ads, visual ad designed specifically for mobile devices, more engaging than only text. Now see, the image ad is not possible say in SMS, but through MMS or through other means you can, because of a powerful image. Picture speaks 1,000 words, as they say. Imagery captures the attention and conveys the message in a shortest time. So important is the placement, where it should appear on mobile device, which app, when, etc. That is very important. It's very effective because it will short going to get the attention. It will compel an interaction if there is a specific request for interaction, etc. Whether it's a small screen or big screen, picture appeal will be more or less same. So that's what fashion brand uses, the image ad on Instagram to showcase their new collections and all. So that's the power of image based mobile ad. Email marketing optimized for mobile. We are learning various strategies. So this is also one of that. With many users accessing email on mobile, today say for example I am on shoot for a day, but in the background whenever the break happens, I look at my office outlook on my mobile. So very important that even you do your email marketing optimized for its look and feel and engagement from the mobile device point of view. So you have to have a responsive design which can be visible the way you expect it to be on any mobile device or any tabs, etc. Okay. Key elements are, it has to be very clear, it has to have a call to action, okay, concise with that hook, compelling content that forces the desired call to action to take place. So this is the power of email marketing optimized for mobile. So what will happen, the open rate will increase. You know that is one of the matrices, click through rate, those who opened, whether they clicked, so that click through rate will also better, and overall the chances is that closure rate also will be going to be high. So your return on investment will be better. Retailer sending a mobile friendly newsletter with clickable product image leading to online store. So that newsletter which has come to you for a particular product category, keep family healthy with clear water, and then they've given you hard water. Convert your hard water into this. There is some tap based gadget, there is some filter, this thing, etc. There is some shower, this thing. There are various products which is probably under that, and they are all clickable. When you click it, it takes you to their online shopping site, where then you get an idea about specification, price, order now. So that way you create that entire loop where email connects you to the landing page, takes a customer to the landing page, to the transaction and completion of the transaction. So broadly, mobile marketing that we are trying to understand, it's a, you know that you reach out to your target customer through mobile device using multiple channels. I told you SMS, social media, websites, etc. So strategic importance is personalization, lot of data collection, personalization, real-time engagement, meeting where they spend. That's another line. So you be where they actually spend. That also one can do. Personalization, as I told you, you are studying the behavioral part of customer regularly. Site engagement, product engagement, purchase engagement rate, payment options that he utilizes, etc. And that way, you try to make your mobile marketing very, very comprehensive, very, very appropriate, available to customer at a different touch points with personalization and mobile responsive feature being incorporated, interaction and engagement is flawless, so conversion is high. What kind of distinctive approach? So you have, unlike traditional marketing, which print has to communicate everything within a shorter space, mobile allows you multi-screen, GIF image, multi-screen. They go in sequence in such a rate, they know that mental ability to read, and within that 10-15 seconds, 4-5 screen has conveyed all the meaning. So therefore, it is very direct, it is very interactive, very communicative, facilitates quick comprehension because of picture, flow chart, whatever that has been given. Technology, this thing is too much, lot of options. Here we keep just telling you geofencing, there are many more. Push notification, mobile first indexing, that is, indexing is when the website and your digital property, when you create, I referred earlier, you have to do backlinking, indexing, etc. Nowadays, instead of main digital property, people resort to mobile based indexing, mobile based cross linking, etc. much better, because 60, 70, 80% of the transactions happens through mobile. That's a global fact. Consumer behavior. Mobile marketing is to adopt to increasing use of smartphones and tablets. So their entire visualization of the creative, entire site design, mobile adaptability, all this has to take into account the behavioral part of the consumer. As I have earlier covered, we are learning various strategic aspects of mobile marketing. So mobile first strategy, what is that? Prioritize the design and development of content, keeping the mobile device first, and then adopt it to the desktop. Okay, so that's how now the change is happening. Earlier was laptop and then adopt to mobile. Now visualize everything from mobile, later adopt to desktop. User experience, what will happen to, due to this user whose maximum time has been spent on mobile, smartphone, tablets, etc., will have a flawless experience. They will not be found to be struggling to use your digital content. Content adaptation also has to be mobile friendly. So various layouts, navigations, readability as perspective, you have to think from the mobile point of view, different screen size, etc. Provide strategic priority. Recognize the dominance now that devices are more dominant in terms of use than the laptop or desktop. So give a strategic priority to mobile strategy first. Impact on conversions. If you take into account those mobile first strategy, the advantage, the benefit is you are creating a content which is very well adaptive to the mobile, and as a result, engagement is better. When the engagement is better, conversion rate is better because you are meeting the various preferential or preference-centric requirement of your customer. You are facilitating a flawless experience of a communication and interaction with you. So that's why mobile first strategy is one perspective of a mobile strategy. Second is mobile first indexing as a part of your mobile strategy. So get into the Google's practice, which is use the mobile version of the content for indexing and ranking your website. So you have to understand first of all Google algorithmic approach, what is the Google recommended practices, etc., and then tune yourself to comply with it. So their crawlers and all are able to understand you quickly, and as a result, likelihood of your coming early in the search result page or search page. SEO impact, website optimized for mobile are more likely to rank higher in the search engine. If you have not done that mobile indexing or an SEO index, this thing, you will on the mobile, if it is search, you will not come early. In the laptop or a desktop, when you are search, you may come ahead. So you see that difference. Content optimization, always if you have kept the mobile first in mind, so overall your design will be very friendly, will load faster, navigation will be smooth. So as a result, the indexing aspects will be far smoother. You will get better credible score. The score is like behind, not that upfront, but as a result, the crawler then takes you first. That's the meaning. Overall user experience, when you do a proper indexing, prioritize the delivering the best possible experiences for the mobile user, which Google considers in its own crawler ranking of your site. So when you've done a proper indexing, you are able to give a flawless experience. And then 1, 2, and million experience like this, Google is noticing it. It is not that the only when customer gives a testimonial, etc. It is Google knows that this has happened in such a flawless manner. Sequentially, you have gone and completed the transaction. Google is able to determine. So for example, if I had to say, why, I don't know, but I often faced a problem with Mway when I enter the payment mode. Now, is it that Google is not noticing? Google is noticing. I even return to them. Okay. Which is not happening with others. But somehow, I am always stuck. So, this is what is probably Google is also identifying. So, there is some reason why Google may be not giving them the good score. Competitive advantage. Business that will now do the mobile first strategy and then have the mobile indexing done first will get higher search visibility. Probability of coming higher on the search page is much higher if you do that. Mobile conversion rate. It is a percentage of mobile user who complete the desired action vis-a-vis laptop or desktop. Okay, that is what we are trying to determine. That is what we are trying to improve upon. So, what is the measurement criteria? Indicator is that how many user who visited the mobile-based, your app or mobile-based website, etc., led to complete transaction. Okay, so that is your conversion rate. What need to be optimized? So, you have to create a proper landing page, call to actions, proper layouting, etc., and entire process of product information till payment basket, then the payment has to be smooth. Convenience of customer is at the center. That will increase the conversion rate. So the impact on revenue, mobile overall the cost of acquisition, cost of reach being lower, but gives you higher conversion rate. The rate, the sale increase is not the only thing. Profitable transaction is the next thing. Therefore, overall your healthy revenue impact, where revenue is obtained with the lower acquisition cost, so higher profitability. And ongoing improvement that you carry out in that will further make your business more profitable. Better conversion and better profitability. Business value of mobile marketing. So, business-wise, what sense does it make? There are a couple of terms, number of terms are coming repeatedly, so I'll be very brief onto that. Increased reach, I've already told you, that takes you to a global audience, meeting the same targeting criteria, creates a personalized engagement based on the profile of the mobile user that you want the message to go to. It's a real-time engagement facilitator, very cost efficient, reach is very phenomenal, and therefore if it is engaging, the engagement rate per cost will be also very low, conversion rate will be low, as a result your ROI will be much better. Actionable insights are available to you due to real-time data available to you, and broadly the loyalty building. Marketing, as I told you, after first customer interaction, the repeat is important, and then the customer lifetime value you have to extract, which is possible only through the loyalty building, and that mobile facilitates. That's the business sense of being having a mobile. Essential mobile marketing strategies, one of them is the responsive web design. So here you are getting some technical understanding. Fluid grids. So what is this? Create flexible layout that adopt to different screen size. Fluid screen is a technology of doing this. So if I have a rectangular screen, then something will shift here and will come bottom, some four or five parts of it will adjust in a way. If I have a horizontal screen, then the layout, that part will adopt itself. So when you see that horizontal and vertical screen, you may see the picture in one is on the top right, in the other it is top left bottom, possible. This is because the technology is fluid grid, media queries, apply style based on device characteristics like width, height and orientation, so that you are able to accommodate maximum. This thing, you see, you have that optimization or a resolution optimization. Those are those standard technological parameters each platform releases, etc. If you adopt to that, the mobile adaptation will be better. Flexible images, resize appropriately, maintain layout integrity. They don't overforce on the content. So this is a certain technological thing you have to integrate into your web design. Create a user experience. Irrespective of the device, he has a flawless experience. And SEO benefit, if you've done mobile SEO on your mobile website and various other things you have already applied, which is mobile centric, then visibility higher during the search increases, that will facilitate the traffic to your digital property. It could be the website, so to say.